out at Coulter Field. That's why I wore the shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
The city council just approved a resolution securing some funding so that we can partner with the Texas Department of Transportation, the Aviation Division, to put in new runway lights out at the airport. Which is about the new runway lights are run in the neighborhood of $633,000.
Wow!
Yeah, it's pretty expensive, but with our partnership with TxDOT, the cost to the city is $63,300. Our match is only 10%.
Oh man! Okay.
So it's a good deal.
Hard to turn that one down.
Yeah, we get to use 90 cents of other money and supply 10% or 10 cents of ours. We're also reviewing our ground leases out at Coulter Field to try to attract private development on that airport. So we want to try to find folks that need a place to store their airplane, have them build a private hangar and store their aircraft in it.
Are we now? Can jets fly in there?
Not really.
Okay.
The runway's still 4,000 feet.
Is there any chance that can expand? Have you got some room that you can stretch that out, or is that going to be possible?
I think it may be possible, but I do think there's some limitations there. There's subdivisions out there and things like that, and there's all the aviation easements and things like that. And I'm not sure how much the community would support that. So all that's got to be looked into.
You bet.
But there's a lot of opportunity out there as the airport sits today.
Well, again, when we're talking jets, we're not talking a very big percentage yet.
No.
But again, I mean, for twin engines and things like that, there are a lot of people that do fall into that category, certainly from a business standpoint.
That's right.
So it works well there.
And we have several out there right now that are the twin engine aircraft that fly in and out and base their aircraft there.
Cool. All right. Good stuff. Thank you, man. I really appreciate the overview on that.
Well, thank you.
All right. That's how we're going and growing in Bryan.